Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coming up on TMS, disregard previous shit.
Vice President Mayonnaise.
Hold my eye beer.
He flossed his mind.
A glass of milk in a suit.
Catbird Moonphase Unit Zappa.
I don't like sugar and beans.
The Mac makes it Scottish.
Happy anniversary. Here's a sandwich.
Lock him up and shut the Colgate.
I'd like a hot dog, please. Is Coke okay?
Fart gas burn him.
Bulletproof monk coffee.
Making things across the Spider-Verse with Bill.
Down the toilet hole with Bobby and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
I can't believe people don't realize the Doritos Locos Taco from Taco Bell has now lasted longer than the entire Confederacy. It means that has more merit to have its own flag than the one flying behind your neighbor's truck.
Is it too early to order a fish sandwich? I'm really hungry for a fish sandwich, okay? Fart gas birdum.
The Morning Stream, the beast with a million eyes.
Why, just last week I had my entire car millionized, and it smells great.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS. It is the Morning Stream for June 6th, 2023. I'm Scott Johnson, and that's Brian Ibbett.
Hi. Yes, hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, yeah, so look. I was going to say something to you. Oh, I got that from a listener, this.
Is it too early to order a...
That guy, I don't have his name. I'm sorry I didn't get your name, but he went and was fiddling around with some AI voice stuff, and he said, I thought this was great, and he sent that. And he was right. Yeah. It is great. It's wonderful.
Thank you. It is great. It's so deadpan fantastic. Like, fart gas. Love the show, though. whatever it says at the end there.
That was really great. So thank you for that. We're here. We're doing a show. We got stuff to do. We're still basking in the very expensive light of yesterday's Apple event.
Yes, there, but you know, I think we figured something out that you spend the first part of the keynote like, oh my God, that's an expensive new upgrade. Oh my gosh, that's an expensive new upgrade. Mm-hmm. And then Apple says, hold my eye beer. And they roll out the Vision Pro. And you're like, oh, you know, those other things don't seem quite so expensive. Yeah. Wow. It's like
that thing I thought was too expensive. I can now buy 2.5 of those for the price of a stupid headset.
Right, exactly. Yes.
Anyway, one other thing I was going to say about that was the thing went like 3 hours. It was a long ass.
It was. Yeah.
Event. Yeah. And
I got hungry 3 times during that thing.
Right.
Whatever that guy's name from the McDonald's thing said.
The one thing that I thought of, though, at the end of this event was more than ever, with the exception of some of the women at Apple, who I think are all great. They all seem like really awesome people there in their various positions.
Yeah.
But outside of that, this event felt more like robots telling me stuff than ever before. And I don't mean like AI and stuff. I mean like...
Yeah, like they're very robotic in their presentation.
Like, hey, I'm out jogging and I can hear the spatial sound and then the guy's working. And it's just so like everything felt so, I don't know, like...
Oh, you're not wrong. There was a little bit of that. Who's the... I always forget the guy's name. Phil? No, who's the guy with the...
Craig with the pants way up. Is that Craig?
Okay, that was one guy, yes. The guy whose eyebrows keep getting darker while his hair keeps getting lighter.
Oh, I think that is Craig, isn't it?
That's Craig?
That's the guy with the jeans too high, and he comes out. He had the guitar for a hot minute.
Yes, there. Yes, yeah. Okay, that's Craig.
That's
okay.
Craig. Yeah, I forgot his last name. Yeah, he is a weird man, and I have to admit, I kind of enjoy when he's on screen.
I do too. Yes,
because he's just so freaking weird. The way he enters the screen is weird. The way he exits is weird.
Yeah.
He's just weird.
Like, hold on, let me run downstairs so I can tell you about the new iPad.
And he has this, like, he'll like gesticulate a lot. And then he'll do this moment where he's like going to say, and now I'd like to welcome so-and-so to the stage to talk more. And then he'll go like hands together, look over there. And then the way he exits, like these big ostrich legs, just like, I'm out of here.
Totally true.
Something about that guy.
I'm happy. He's the one I want to do the entire kingdom. I mean, I like these other people. I like seeing like, all right, here's what we got in store for the watch. But
that guy is the most like us. He's just a nerd.
He really is. I felt like, wow, this guy is us.
Yeah. And he's out there he's outside. And I'm thinking, I think Dunaway sent me Discord. He goes, I think that guy's got allergies like me. He's just like, because he's a little stuffed up and he's like, I don't watch this and I'll watch that. And anyway,
I enjoy it.
But I will say this, for whatever reason, the women of Apple juxtaposed against the men of Apple in the presentation, the women all seem to just be great, just firing on all cylinders. They didn't feel artificial. They just felt like people telling me shit. But then the men would come in and go, all right, and they would turn into like strange androids. I don't know, I can't explain it.
Yeah,
but it was a good time. Yeah. Everyone loves WWDC kickoff, and we will not, Brian and I will not be spending $4,000 on that thing.
We will not. Yeah, I, you know, maybe there's a studio in my future, but that even is, you know, questionable until I get the engine repair I did to my car last year paid off.
Still
being worked on.
That thing looms.
That was two Vision Pros, by the way, just to kind of put it in perspective.
And those aren't going to get you to the store and back if you just swap that.
No, exactly. Yes.
I'm a little surprised they didn't just call it eyesight. That would have been a thing to say. You know,
that's pretty good, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Just bring back the eye, the one eye, because they haven't done that in a while. Yeah. You know, in fact, I don't think since the iPad. Let me think about that. I mean, they still make iMacs and everything else, but new products, not since the iPad, have they put an eye in front of something?
No.
So why didn't you do eyesight, you weirdos?
AirSight.
Vision Pro. Ask your doctor if Vision Pro is right for you.
Anyway. AirSight Pods Pro.
So there you go. We have, all you Android weirdos, we have made a bunch of fun of Apple today. Did you enjoy it?
There you go. Yeah. Oh, you guys only love Apple.
F off. All right.
Exactly.
Let's get into some stuff here.
Yeah. You know what? I didn't even put in the show notes.
What's that?
Happy freaking anniversary to Tina. Oh, and me. Because,
it's today, the big day. Congratulations.
It's today. Yes. It's D-Day. And that's the day we decided we would get married.
Yeah.
Storming the beach at Normandy and also eating cake.
Sure.
31 years. So that's why we're not doing anything special. We might go to Baskin Robbins because that feels appropriate. And that's about it.
Yeah. Those places. You know what I like about Baskin Robbins? The ice cream. You know what I don't like is it always smells like a dirty dish rag in there.
It does. I don't know what it is about Baskin Robbins, but yeah, they need to just pipe in Jamoke almond fudge smell. That's what they need to do, right?
Yeah,
like,
take some advice from Vegas and pipe in something that smells better than the shit you got going.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Do that.
Boy, oh boy, you sure nailed that on the head. Well, I wasn't 100% with you on the Hershey store, the M&M store smell, but I'm right there with you on Baskin Robbins.
Congratulations.
That's for you. Congratulations. 31.
Oh, thanks. Fletcher?
31 years is no small feat.
31 years.
Yeah.
Darn
Look at
right.
you defying all possible divorce rates and,
that's
you know,
right.
you and I together keeping that rate low, you know?
I think that's 11 Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes's or 43 Britney Spears and Jason Alexander's.
It's somehow negative time with them.
Right. So, because I think they were less than a year, weren't they?
Yeah, I think it was less than a year. Yeah. Was it like 6 months or something, right? Yeah.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, so we'd be 62, Britney Spears and Jason Alexander.
That's perfect. Perfect. Love it. Well, congratulations. That's a big milestone. Nicely done.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does 32 do? Is anything special happen at 32? I don't know what that looks
like. No, I'm trying to think of, you know, I certainly don't know the Hallmark, that little plastic card that we all carried in our wallets in the 80s about that had a calendar on one side and then all of the anniversary gifts on the other.
Right, right.
I don't know what we got. Even 35, which is the next kind of milestone-y anniversary, what's special about that, or what's the, you know?
Well, according to thenot.com, which is good. Like tie the knot. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, the knot. Okay.
Yeah, K-N-O-T.
N-A-U-G-H-T is what I was thinking.
Oh, that'd be even better. That would be better. Yeah. They got 32nd anniversary gifts ideas that will transport your recipient, whatever that means.
Okay.
Here's one. A catbird moon phase necklace.
Wow, those are like seven words all together jumbled up into a Amazon product.
Yep, I don't like it.
Cat, bird, moon, phase, necklace.
Yep, that sounds like I'm buying on Alibaba today.
So, is 32 the cat gift anniversary, the moon anniversary, the necklace anniversary? I don't know. What?
Yeah, they don't really specify. They just say it's breezy and everyday wear is what they say.
So the thing you're looking at, the knot, does it say like, oh, you know, the 31st anniversary is the paper mache anniversary or the...
Let's see. It says it's milestone, celebrated appropriate gift. Not really. My guess is this is a random, you know, we like the even numbers, right? Or we like the, mm-hmm. not even, but like the, you know, the 50 the, and the
milestones, the fives and the tens.
We're into those.
Gift presents on the fives and the tens.
Yeah. I think this is more of just them trying to sell stuff. Like, here's another one with and these are all linked to, like, you know, they're all affiliate links. Apple Unisex Series 7 GPS Starlight Silicone Sports Band Watch for the Apple Watch. Okay, that's not a really great 32-year thing.
No. So 30 is the Ireland anniversary. Oh, good, which is because I gave her Ireland for her 30th anniversary. No, 31st says travel, so really I kind of shot my wad on that one a year too early.
Yeah.
32nd is supposed to be bronze.
Yeah.
33rd is iron.
Wow.
Really?
What do you do?
You're going right from bronze and iron? Coral is your 35th.
You got to pay the iron price in a year, 2 years. What do you?
34th anniversary is food.
Food.
According to Hallmark. This is great.
You want to eat food?
It's a sandwich. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, you've been married 34 years. Eat food. Have food.
Office or deck decor, or desk decor is 41st.
Nice.
Games is the 46th anniversary.
Oh, so. I can't wait to get there, dude. Let's go.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's get some
I assume
games.
That's board games and video games and mind Probably. Games and yeah. the movie, yeah. The Game, you know, whatever.
Oh, I completely missed the 23rd anniversary is air. Just air. Here's a balloon.
No, it's a Dutch oven morning fart.
that's right.
In the bed. Just happy it's, anniversary, yes, dear. Perfect. That's perfect. What you'd say. Well, anyway, they also have on here a Yeti Tundra 45 hard cooler, they say, is a good gift for 32
years. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Boy, what woman does not want that?
No, not a one is the answer.
Yes.
All right. I got to play a couple of calls. These are vital that I play these.
All right.
Because
please play.
Every once in a while we get stuff that is just mind-blowingly great.
Yeah.
And I would like to have everyone else enjoy it a little bit. So here are these two calls in a row. First one is about bulletproof coffee, which we've talked about a couple of times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we have a little bit of background on that and then a funny follow-up from the same guy. So, anyway, here's about a minute of him explaining.
Hello, Scott and Brian. I don't have a thing. I was trying to think of one, and I blanked. This is Mike. I'm the bug dude. The pest control guy out of Tampa. I talked about the spores that kill bed bugs. Bulletproof coffee. I'm sure somebody answered this already. The guy who created, quote unquote, created this idea is, he's like a weird body science modified, I don't know. He basically likes to be on the cutting edge of these, like, ways that your diet is screwed up and everything. And his whole idea was if you put butter or fat content in your coffee at a different rate, it makes you bulletproof, like, meaning you're never gonna get sick and your kidneys and your adrenals and all that stuff will be really healthy and all that stuff. I've heard mixed things on this man. He seems kind of like a con artist, but, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do in 2023, you know what I'm saying? Okay, go on the show. Bye-bye.
All right. I love his presentation. Wow. He's in the wrong business. He shouldn't be doing pest control. He should be doing, like, I don't know, a podcast or something. But anyway, he then followed up immediately with this.
Hi, this is the guy who calls too early before listening to the rest of the info on your podcast. This is for the morning stream. Disregard previous shit because I'm a dunce. Okay, I love you, bye.
Disregard previous shit is an amazing thing to say. Yeah.
By the way, he's not trying terribly hard if he couldn't come up with an S&B for Scott and Brian. What about Good Morning, Star and Bucks?
Oh, man, because it's coffee-related, right?
Because it's coffee-related.
Yep. Yeah. You could have done...
Something in beans. What's an S, another coffee-related thing that begins with S?
There's no sifter or anything, right? It's like a...
No. Sugar and beans.
Sugar and beans.
It sounds like if we did have a wacky morning radio show, it would be, hey, sugar and beans in the morning.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's a terrible name.
It is, yeah.
I guess, I don't know. How do you feel about being beans? You all right with that, or you prefer to be
sugar? I'm fine with being beans, sure. Yeah. Right. You'd be sugar.
I'll be sugar, even though I can't eat sugar. I'll be sugar.
Yeah.
My sugar content is very low. All right. That was great. But then we got this driving question.
Okay.
I'm sorry. This is a request. All right.
Oh, gotcha.
And I'm here. Look, Brian and I, we come here each day. Mm-hmm. We do the show. It's fine. We have a good time.
Yes, we do.
But
yes.
We're also we're here to give you what you ask for. All right. Mm-hmm. Like, so if you have a request, we will do our best to give you what you need. So here's that request. All right. And then we'll see if we can help this guy out.
Scott, I was wondering why you always say you're not wrong. You never say you're right about that. I would say you're not wrong, but and also, is there any way I could get that honk? Oh, you know what I'm talking about? That little thing. Where can I get that? I want to make it my ringtone. Thanks, bye.
Okay, because we give people what they ask for.
Yeah.
And I'm not wrong. Or how would I say it? I'm not wrong.
You're not wrong. Okay.
Here he goes. Here, this is for you.
Honk. Oh.
There you go. I gave it to him. It's all yours.
Honk. Well done. Oh. Well done, sir.
Yeah, just go isolate that. It's your ringtone.
Perfect. There's your new ringtone. Yeah. That might actually be my new ringtone, too.
Yeah, I think like everybody, I'm sure people are all hustling now to make it their ringtone. It's all happening.
That's right. Give me one more time.
All right, here we go.
Honk. Oh.
There you go. So there you go. He asked for it and
fantastic.
He gave it to him. The reason I say you're not wrong is just a dumb verbal habit. It's just one of those things.
We all have these things. For a while, I was saying absolutely all the time until I think we had an audio clip of Fletcher doing it, and then that made me never want to say it ever again. But I know that there's other audio crutches that I lean on.
I think everybody does, right?
Everybody does, exactly.
Name someone who doesn't do it, and I'll eat my hat.
Right.
Okay? I'll eat this.
I'm Lester Holt.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's get to the news.
Oh, I wish he did that.
That'd be great.
He just like a little workout. That'd be amazing. I'd watch the news again. I would suddenly care about news coverage. If Lester Holt did that to me.
He's the only news coverage I care about.
Yeah, he's pretty great.
Him and Kyle Clark, local dude, longtime listeners of this show, will remember Kyle Clark as the guy who introed my segment on the news about movie theater, shitty behavior in movie theaters, where he says, Brian has something to say.
That's right. You still have that?
You know, thinking about it, we should isolate that. That would be a great thing for you to play when I start babbling on too long about something.
No, this is
Brian
great.
Brian has something to say.
Do you have that audio?
I'll find it. I don't know if I don't know if I do. I could probably find the link.
Anytime Brian has like a hot take or something big to tell us or whatever, we're going to do it. We're doing it. Because you'll be like, you got to hear this story that happened in my Lyft drive, and then we'll play that guy.
It'd be perfect. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Brian has something to say.
Yep, this is us making radio.
I think I found it, believe it or not, that quickly.
Whoa.
If you can believe it.
Whoa.
Let's see.
You're going to put it in shared?
Yeah, I'm hoping that there's an audio clip, or I mean a video clip with this. It doesn't... I don't see... Let's see if you find a video clip in here.
Should be easy enough to convert.
Is it the first thing? Maybe it's the first thing that just looks like a photo. No, it's just a photo.
Oh. A photo of him? You got Kyle Clark photos? Wow.
No. Just a photo of a movie theater.
He deserved to win that first season of American Idol. I thought Kyle Clark did great.
Kyle Clarkson. Yeah,
Kyle Clarkson. He really knocked it out of the park. Really something.
I'm not finding the video anymore. I wonder if it's been taken down.
Oh, that's a shame.
Let me see. Might be on their YouTube channel. Let's keep talking.
Yeah.
Tell me about the driving and I'll see if
I can tell you about this. I got a question for everybody. In fact, this feels like a... I think I have a beef.
I need a clip for beef.
Let's see. Is there a way?
You've got the smell like beef. Use that.
Oh yeah, I could do that. Or even better. Hold on. We'll see what happens if I play it. It's not there. That's fantastic. Okay. Well, forget it. I can't find beef. Here's my beef. So Kim driving home yesterday with the kiddos. She had Van and she was bringing him by. We were gonna have dinner. She made a jambalaya. It was amazing. And then we were gonna go to the park and hang out with the kid. And he was gonna do slides and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's coming home yesterday and she says, I'm just about to pull up, so come outside and see us and see Van. So I did. I went out to the back where the garage is. I opened the garage. I sat in a little chair waiting for them to come. And she said they were just turning in and it's taking for freaking ever. And I'm like, okay, what is going on? And then she finally comes the other way around, like the way you would not normally go. It's the long way.
Yeah.
She never does that. I'm like, what the frick is she doing? So she comes around the long way. I go, what's going on? And she goes, I am so mad right now. And I said, what's the matter? She doesn't get that mad very often. It's usually car related, though. It's almost always traffic or something. If anyone's ever going to see Kim mad, it's when someone's being an idiot driving. But here's the question. The reason she couldn't get her normal way is somebody in a big white SUV was pulling through that direction. It's not a very wide road, but you can do two cars if you're on the side.
Mm-hmm. If you each take your sides.
Right.
Sure.
And it's still a little tight, but and if you're just going through there, nobody cares. You just kind of drive through and it's okay. But this person stopped to then hang out the window and talk to the neighbor lady who they knew and have just a little conversation. Now, I've done that before, but the minute I see somebody behind me, I go, oh, I got to move out of the way.
For sure.
I can't be in their way. They're obviously going somewhere and I'm it's not cool for me just to block this entrance. Yeah. So I'm going to pull to the side. This person wouldn't do that. So Kim sat there for, 5 to 8 minutes behind this person, waiting for them to do something. They never freaking budged. And they knew she was there. They kept looking at her and then kept talking. And they'd look back at her and then kept talking. And so she finally was just like two birds up, pulled around, and came the other way. She was so mad.
I would be so pissed. Yeah, that's what an absolute a-hole thing.
Okay, then there you go. Then that's what I was looking for. We are not wrong to be pissed about this, right? That's an annoying...
You're not wrong. You're not wrong, Scott.
I did it. But we live in a society, gosh dang it. You shouldn't block people from their way of getting in. I would never do that to them.
No.
Ever.
Oh, absolutely. And then to like see and then disregard. That is the George Costanza moment, right? I think there's one where there's a Seinfeld where somebody does that to George where he's like waiting and they kind of look at him and then just kind of look back and do what they're doing and you just watch George turn into a raving nightmare.
Yeah, it's the worst. And she was so mad and she was like trying to not cuss in front of Van and all this. And anyway, it was all stupid. But then the person came driving around after they were done. Finally, they come to pass us right after Kim pulls in. And I just stare this lady down in the car and she's looking at me like she doesn't know what I'm looking at. I'm like, well, maybe never do that again.
Yeah,
you piece of turd. It really pissed me off. Anyway. It's all good now. Everything's fine now. The road's clear. They're not there. But the next time I see that white USV, or USV?
USV. SVU. Yes, it's a USV drive.
What's wrong
SVU?
With me?
SVU. Did you really say SVU now?
Yeah, next time I see Special Victims Unit, I'm going to go, two birds.
Yeah, absolutely. And they will have no idea. They'll be like, what was that about? Why did I get the two birds from that guy?
Yeah, no kidding. She I don't think she put two and two together. She didn't know it was us. And I don't know who it was. It's not a neighbor I recognize or even a person.
Yeah.
So as far as I know, she's nobody, but whatever.
You're not welcome in this neighborhood.
Really bugged me. All right. Hey, you guys, we do news on the show. Speaking of news and Lester Holt and all that, we have our own version of that. And it goes a little like this. Hey, look, it's time for the news brought to you by...
Want to see some cool pottery stuff? Well, here's some good news. Amy has you covered. Sub to her YouTube channel today at youtube.com/@redfraggle3. Watch her throw some clay, throw some pots.
That's
throw
right.
Some stuff.
You can also search YouTube for Red Fraggle 3 and you'll get it. But it's weird that YouTube on some of these names puts an at in front.
Yeah.
That's not also a typo. Yeah, that's an actual thing.
At Red Friday.
Yeah, isn't that weird? I don't know why they do that. Weird. I don't like it. It makes it hard to like tweet it because it thinks it's a hashtag. Or not a hashtag, but a like you're trying to at somebody.
At sign, yeah.
But that'll get you there. So youtube.com/@redfraggle3. And that's just the number 3, not spelled out.
Right.
And she's already thrown some pottery. There was a whole, let's see.
Yeah, don't go to Red Fraggle 2 by mistake because that's nothing but leg checks.
Yeah,
that's
it's bad.
All leg checks.
All leg checks all the time.
Yeah.
Throwing a lidded jar is her latest video. It's 13 minutes long and it looks awesome. She also did some time lapse a couple days ago. It's very cool. So go check it out.
I'm going to start my own throwing pottery channel where I'm just going to throw actual fired, completed pottery. And it's just going to be a 10-second video of me going...
You know, and you can claim ignorance. You can say, well, no, I understood throw pottery. You're supposed to throw pottery is what I
heard. I wanted my own throwing pottery channel. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Yeah. And the police will go, oh, okay, that's fine. We'll let you go this time. But just know for the future. They'll let you go.
But I won't throw any of Amy's awesome pottery that she's sent me.
No, I'm keeping that. Mine looks like it's got mud in it, and I love it. I love that.
My name is Mud.
Check it out. I got mud. All right. We got a hygiene heist. Beep, 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 beep. $2,100, which is about half the cost of a Vision Pro.
a little more than half the cost of a Vision Pro. I like it. Everything's right. Going to be in Vision Pro metrics.
Yep, that's how it's all going to be from now on. $2,100 worth of toothpaste was stolen in Metro Vancouver during a robbery, which is kind of a weird thing. They're calling it a botched robbery in North Vancouver, left many laughing after a man was arrested for stealing $2,100 worth of toothpaste. That's probably closer to 1,800 U.S.
Yeah, they don't clarify that it's Canadian dollars, but the fact that it comes from, it's dailyhive.com, so not a CA site. So maybe it has been already converted.
Yeah, you never know at these sites. North Vancouver RCMP described the incident as a failed attempt at a clean getaway. See what they did. I'm actually surprised they haven't done this more already.
I know. I'm actually looking like getting to the crest of the hijinks was Officer so and so, who says that he's gonna lock him up and shut the Colgate.
Yeah. Yep. I was trying to find a Floss reference. I couldn't do it. I can't find
one. Oh, plenty of that in prison.
Yeah, I guess so. Be like Floss. I can't do it. Maybe you could rhyme it with lost or something. Anyway, officers were near.
This burglar flossed his mind while he stole $2,100.
There you go. He completely flossed his mind. That's good. Officers were near the superstore for an unrelated matter on Friday when they saw a man rushing from an emergency exit followed by staff, according to a tweet. Many wondered how the man managed to carry all the toothpaste or if it was an expensive brand of toothpaste that was lesser known. Nobody knows. But that guy was into it, man. He was like, yeah, give me your toothpaste.
Yeah. Many wondered.
Yeah, many wondered.
You're the news.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be answering that question? Like,
I don't trust anybody who ever says many wondered or some people are saying or any of that.
Yeah.
I don't have, that's where I cut off. It's where I go, nope.
But what a useless thing to put in an article. Many wondered how the man managed to carry all the toothpaste or if there was an expensive brand of toothpaste that was lesser known. Well, maybe, I don't know, do some research and answer with the questions that many have.
Yeah. Journalists at the Daily Hive.
Daily Hive. Could you? Many wondered what happened.
Journalistic standards are low here, I think. Here's a fun one. Rancid butter and smelly cheese is the headline.
Okay.
A Johns Hopkins study identifies body odors that attract mosquitoes. They're trying to figure out how to better protect people from mosquitoes and diseases.
Yeah, if you smell like rancid butter and smelly cheese, maybe 2 showers a day.
Maybe. I feel like you got some stuff going on if you got those two smells.
Mosquitoes don't seem like the worst of your problems.
No. It says here, a new study in Current Biology is the name of the publication. Okay. By an assistant professor at the Johns Hopkins University examined a key factor that attracts mosquitoes to some people over others, and it turns out it is body odor. Some of the interesting stuff though. Mosquitoes prefer men and women with high levels of 3 common natural compounds with smells that most closely associate or we would associate with rancid butter, cheese, and vomit.
Great.
Yep. My three favorite things all at once.
I know. I imagine that you working at Johns Hopkins University would not sign up to help research this. Mm-mm. You're like, no, you guys got this. So no. I'm going to go.
No, thanks. You think, like, imagine some grad student. He's looking at the board going, all right, what,
right.
What's going
on? Available studies that I could participate in. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Ooh, smells that attract mosquitoes. This looks interesting. Oh, wait, rancid butter, bad cheese, and vomit. Nope, all right. I guess I'm not going to be in science.
I feel like each of these lead to the other. You got your rancid butter, that leads to some really bad cheese, and that leads to vomit.
Yeah, right. It is. It's like a play in three acts.
Yeah. He says, this is what Connor McMierman. Miniman. Says this: we all emit our own sort of bouquet of 300 airborne chemicals that emit from the skin and the breath, and that dissipate into the air. He is the Johns Hopkins Malaria Research Institute head. That's who that is.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a freaking Scottish name, if I've ever heard one, right? Because of the Mac.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's Scottish, not Irish. Is Claire losing her mind? I didn't even look. She probably is.
I don't know if she's even said
she's
anything.
She's not here yet. Yeah, I don't think she's
Connor,
here.
Connor, though, I think is both Irish and Scottish.
Yeah, there's Connor McGregor. He's a... Oh, no, he's Scottish, though, right?
Scottish, yeah. And it's not a M-A-C Mac. It's an M-C Mick. McMiniman.
Oh, that's right. Because there's here. Yeah.
Connor O'Miniman.
That's more like it. Anyway, the whole point of this, it's actually a good thing. They're trying to find new ways to protect people and specifically African areas from mosquitoes and figure out what's going on there, because 90% of the deaths reported in Africa are according to World Health Organization numbers is malaria still.
Wow.
Malaria is still the number one killer of people.
The malaria, the vaccine for malaria as opposed to the treatments for it.
All our deaths over here are like heart disease, diabetes, like lazy white guy diseases is what we have over here. They kill most people, right? And then cancer after that. And I think COVID's up there somewhere. You go to Africa, it's freaking malaria and mosquitoes, man. Gnarly.
I happen to love malaria. Been married to her for a lot of years now. Many people said it wouldn't last. Many people. But I love malaria. Love her.
Send your
hate mail.
not to me. Coverville@gmail.com.
there's the no with 100 O's from Jeannie. Thank you very much.
That's
Thank
what
you.
She does. What's I going to say? Oh, crap. You reminded me of something that I was going to say about something to do with I wasn't getting into politics. It was a presidential thing. Oh, I have a question, because it's not politically motivated at all. I just have a simple question. Bunch of pictures recently, because he's already registered with the FCC, or FIC, whoever he does it with. I don't know what agency you'd do this
FDIC.
With.
FDIC?
I
don't know where you're going, so I get it.
Well, you know how, if you're going to run for president, you got to register with something. It's like a agency, and you have to like, and that's how people usually know, even though you haven't made a formal announcement, it shows up in
the
records.
Oh, yeah, registered with the,
whatever FTC? It is. FCC?
FTC? Oh, FEC. FEC.
FEC. Okay. FEC. Federal Election Company
the Corporation. The FEC's Election Committee. Fecal Election Committee. There you go.
So, speaking of what attracts certain insects to people, Mike Pence has been showing these videos and photos of him riding around with a biker gang.
Like
big old Harley. He's wearing all the leathers and everything, but he's still got his little pencil head, in the middle of it. And I guess what I'm saying is, I don't know. I understand where it's like, hey, we're hobnobbing with regular people. And, that's kind of a thing politicians do.
Yeah.
I don't understand who this is actually for, though. Why is he with a bunch of bikers, and what is the message? I mean, what is the hope from that? Is it just to say, oh, he's cooler than we thought?
I think so. I think that is to dirty up his image a little bit as a glass of milk in a suit, basically, like to not make him,
Right. I guess so.
Yeah.
Like why else? Because I don't know who it's for. I understand that there's, bikers, but are they a hotly sought after electorate demographic?
Like I said, it's just to make him look like he's not Vice President Mayonnaise, basically. You know, just give him a little bit of a rougher edge so that
they should do a test.
Look a little bit tougher.
They should do a test to see what attracts flies to his head when he's here in Salt Lake City doing debate.
Yes. Oh yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That's still one of the greatest visuals of all time.
I agree. Yes. Yeah. I wish I would have seen somebody like in a Halloween costume as a, like they would be the fly and there would just be the side of a giant gray haired head that they'd be walking around with, like, hi, how you doing?
It's the perfect contrast too, because it's this really dark black insect with really bright studio lights on this very white head. It couldn't have been a better situation.
Oh, so great.
But anyway, if somebody out there's like a biker dude, I know Jeff Sire is, maybe he'll pipe in on this. But is there a thing I don't know about where we're courting that particular demo does something? I don't know. Just curious about it. All right, moving on from rancid butter to rancid burger.
Great. Could we we're really trying to kill my appetite for lunch.
Yep.
Thanks.
You're not going to want to eat after this. Well, maybe not at a Sonic anyway. Sonic employee arrested after losing a bag of cocaine in a customer's hot dog. And so it was like a little mini bag, a little dime bag.
How big is that hot dog?
I know, right? I think this is either Badger or Skinny Pete, because it happened in New Mexico. Kidding. So New Mexico story.
If you're a cop, you have to tell me if you're a cop.
Dude, I love Badger so much. Yeah. Where's my Badger Skinny Pete spinoff? Where's that?
Yeah, exactly.
Look, I know it's dangerous. I know spinoffs don't always work, but come on.
I still need to watch Lucky Hank. Is that what it's called? The new Odenkirk series?
Oh, yeah. Hearing good things about it.
I am too. Yeah. Yeah.
Very different.
It's not a Breaking Bad spinoff, but maybe that'll satisfy my, my need for anything connected.
Well, what's his name? Mint Julep, 2 weeks. What's his name? The guy that created Breaking Bad. I think his name. Tennessee Tim. What is it?
Mint Julep, 2 weeks. Oh, you're talking about...
What's his name?
Oh, my God. Yes. Why am I...
2 weeks spoilers. Where's my Mint Julep? That guy. What's his name?
Yes.
Timothy...
Oh, good Lord.
Timothy...
Vince Gilligan.
Jesus.
My God.
Well, anyway, Vince Gilligan.
Yeah.
Is his next show is some contract he signed with Apple TV. We don't know much about it, but it's an Apple TV Plus thing. And he's bringing Rhea Seehorn with him, who played Kim Wexler. Good.
Yes.
So don't know what that's about, but dude, I'll follow her anywhere.
The two of them, whatever they're doing, I'm happy with.
All good,
exactly.
So we don't know what that is yet, fantastic. But I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, I did see that the person who wrote Barbarian has a new sci-fi thriller that they just finished up casting for. So.
Is he directing again? Do you know?
Different director. It's a brand new director.
I'm down. I'm in. Whatever.
Yeah.
Barbarian was so good. What a shocking, good, cool, freaking great movie that was. Loved that.
Oh, so good.
Yep. You could watch that right now. I won't though. We'll do the show instead. So anyway, this New Mexico Sonic employee has been arrested after allegedly losing his bag of cocaine while preparing a hot dog. Authorities say 54-year-old Jeffrey David Salazar was arrested after they found a bag of white powder inside her order. This lady did. Wow. The woman, identified as Celine Gonzalez, told police she discovered the baggie after taking a bite of her hot dog. I wonder if she got any of the good stuff in there, you know?
Yeah, right. If she pierced the bag a little bit. Oh, this is a really good Sonic dog.
Yeah. She's like, that would be, if you got a bite of cocaine, that's like 14 detectives tasting cocaine.
Right? That's right. I mean, you know, we saw the kids tasting it and eating tablespoons of it in cocaine beer.
That's right. Ugh. That was a fun discussion, though, because that trope isn't the Liam Neeson movie we just saw. Like, he's tasting the cocaine. Everyone's tasting the cocaine.
Yep, cocaine, all right. Yep. Nope, it's not just baking flour.
So dumb. It says, I think it's pretty scary. We come here to get food for our families. And if a child found that, it could have been pretty bad or deadly, the woman said.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I'd admit that this is where I come to feed my family. I don't know. Maybe it's... I like Sonic. Look, don't get me wrong. I'll go get a Sonic burger today if I have to.
Sure.
It's good. But I don't want.
There. You know, you'll take the. Listen, you guys are driving around. You're like, ah, Kim, I don't feel like. We go home and cook something. We got Van in the car with us. Oh, let's go to Sonic and we'll get something there. It's, you know.
Yeah. Get the boys some tater tots. Mm.
Exactly. Yes. And ice, whatever their Slurpee equivalent is, a Frosty or Frozy. Frozone. Is it the Frozone?
It's the Frozone. Yeah. It's Samuel L. Jackson in a bottle. It's fantastic.
That's right. Great.
Let's see here. So anyway, that's ongoing investigation. They'll figure out what's going on there.
But they should have figured out because that guy's last name is Salazar, and that's the, you know, if you're not going to use Mendoza, Salazar is the next most likely drug dealer name in the 80s crime handbook, 80s crime TV handbook.
That's a good, I'm glad you brought that up. Some people have asked if there's any update about Mendoza's whereabouts, and the answer is I went completely around the lake, all the way up around the north and the south of it. The other day, he is literally he's either not at this lake at all anymore, or he is dead. I don't know. So that's all the update I can give you. I saw some other pissy geese that were just being a little pissy, but it wasn't the same. He wasn't like the Chinese goose with the weird big knob on his head and the, you know, the gaggle of ducks following him around. That
the entourage. Yes.
Yeah, he's not there. So it's a real bummer.
Okay, all right.
I'll see what I can do though, folks. I'll let you know if I find anything else out. Deputies accuse a man of using a Duck Hunt Nintendo pistol to rob a business. Remember that little gun? What was that called?
Oh, I totally remember that. Yeah, the
had a name.
What was that? The Blast? No, Blaster?
Nintendo Blaster? Or
can't remember.
Shoot, chat.
I did my the deluxe NES set that I stole came with one of those. Came with the magnet, the robot, the gyroscope things, and the.
Zapper, Nintendo Zapper.
Yep, the Zapper.
Okay, the Zapper. Yeah, I had one too, and I think I got the same bundle. It came with like Hogan's Alley and Duck Hunt and it's a Hogan's Alley? Do I have that right? You'd shoot people in windows? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. The windows would slowly open and close, and you'd have to identify whether it was a mobster or a...
some lady. Like a... innocent or whatever.
An innocent.
Yeah.
Innocent bystander.
I remember when I learned how those guns work, I was actually disappointed because the way they work is they only work with CRTs. Mm-hmm. And the reason they do that is because CRTs have a very specific refresh rate.
Fire. Yeah.
And so when you shoot at it, it literally turns off the rest of the... How does this work? Oh, now I forgot. Basically, it shoots at a point where it's imperceptible to the human eye, but it basically creates blackness for everything but the spot it hits.
Oh, really? Okay.
And that's how it knows where it hits the spot. It's so weird. It's actually a really weird tech, but it's so basic that it kind of made me mad that we all spent money on it.
They really haven't come up with anything gun-wise that works with, you know, new style TVs like LED plasma, that sort of thing. Have they?
I mean, I know they figured it out
based on your Wii controller, your Move controller, things like that, but nothing.
Now that you say it, I always just thought that those guns fell out of, the games fell out of favor.
Gun
but
games
maybe
fell out of favor. I think it was just the fact that with LED and plasma, maybe there's not a way to capture that.
Video game light gun. Yeah, because I've only ever seen them on CRTs is a really good point.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Dr. Calhoun says there are light guns for LEDs. I mean, I know the even the Switch controllers have the receptor on one side.
Well, that's why the Wii had the sensor, right? To detect
aiming. Yeah, that wasn't pick up stuff from your TV. Yeah. Right.
So this is interesting. I found an article on Video Games 24/7. Their headline is, light gun games finally feel good on modern displays. It's time for Namco, Sega, and others to bring them back.
Oh, okay.
It says, let's see. It says, the death of the light gun shooter is not completely at the fault of the games. And then it goes on. Yeah, I think you're right. They just didn't work.
Yeah, because I mean, I've got a projection TV down here. Not really projection TV. I project a DLP high resolution projector onto a wall that's been painted with a surface that's nice and receptive to it. I don't think any light gun's going to work with that thing.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. So they're recommending this thing called the Sinden light gun, which looks like an arcade light gun. Here, I'll put it in our thing, and it'll work with modern displays. and is supposed to be really fun. And if that's true, I wouldn't mind this. Like, this looks like a, why won't this paste? This looks like a blast.
Yeah.
Okay, here you go. Oh yeah, bring this back. You know what? Ooh. I want me some, oh, it does 3D stuff. Look at this.
Some Time Crisis, some,
yeah. The dead, yeah. Walking of the, no, well, Walking of the Dead, Nation of the Dead. What was it called? The Sega game. Dead walking, dead people. I don't know what it was.
I don't remember.
But I would pay. Okay, technology is based
point
on
Point Blank. God, I forgot about how great Point Blank was.
Point Blank was good. But like Area 52.
All the different game, like different. Yeah. House of the Dead. Thank you, Lucky Phil.
House of the freaking Dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Typing of the Dead was really good. And that Jurassic Park game is really good. Oh, anyway.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, this guy tried to do a thing. In North Carolina, cool. Was arrested for being accused of using a pistol-shaped controller from the 1980s. it says here, pistol-shaped controller from the 1980s for a game called Duck Hunt, as if we don't know what this is. I guess maybe some
right,
people don't
exactly.
know.
Right, exactly. From the 1980s Nintendo game Duck Hunt.
Yep. Although this...
This gun was used to shoot ducks. Virtually on a screen.
Why is that voice familiar?
For points.
That voice is really familiar.
Really?
Yeah. Can't put my finger on it.
It's weird. Not based on anything, so.
Weird. I can hear it and I don't know why. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hang out with Bill a little bit, get inspired, get creative. That'll be fun. And also a little bit of science talk with Mr. Bobby Frankenberger. That'll all happen shortly. But we need music first. So do you have any?
I do. This is a band who's getting ready to kick off their U.S. tour in support of their sophomore album, which is called Underbelly. The band is called Kiltro, K-I-L-T-R-O, Kiltro.
Whoa.
These guys are Denver-based, Denver Connection.
Denver.
These guys are great and just one of the great bands that came out of Denver here. They're going to be starting their tour in June 21st in Detroit and making their way all around, ending up here, of course, at the Summit in Denver in September. This is the brand new single from the album. It is called All the Time in the World. Here is Kiltro.
douchebag. I got 24-hour room service and three different dirty movie channels.
I always have time to put on a tux and eat free food for a good cause.
Do remind me who that was one more time.
Sure, that was the band Kiltro and the song All the Time in the World from their brand new album, Underbelly.
Sounds all right to me. Well, yeah. I should say in the future, I know I liked this song. Okay.
Future me really enjoys this song.
Yeah, yes, I'm almost sure of it. Sure. Okay, I'm going to get Bill in and we're going to talk, you know, whatever creative thing's going on with Bill right now. He's a maker extraordinaire.
Yeah, I'm going to guess he's making something.
Probably making something.
There's still something wrong, isn't there, Bill?
Oh, look who it is. It's Bill Duran. He joins us each and every Tuesday from his maker studios up there at punishprops.com with something cool going on. Either a great idea for us to try out, some stuff he found, or something he's making. Bill, what will it be today?
Today, oh, so excited because I went and saw the new Spider-Verse movie.
Oh, yeah. So good.
Ooh, tell me you're making time control wristbands or universe control wristbands or whatever they're called.
I got to think about it because the way the things are animated and displayed in that world, like making it just a static object seems almost boring.
Yeah. Right? It needs to go.
Yeah. Like, especially that Spider-Punk stuff. It's so layered and like multiple, everything looks like a little bit of newspaper, a little spray paint.
Looks like the Nevermind the Bollocks album cover.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see what people are making out of that. I have a few ideas, but I wanted to talk about animation.
All right.
Because, well, first of all, the new movie is amazing. I won't spoil anything. But Brittany and I both went to school we got our degree in computer art. We learned Dreamweaver and Flash, both dead now.
Yeah.
But the thing we spent the most of our time on is Maya. I learned some animation, rigging, texturing, all that. My focus was mostly on 3D modeling. But then when we moved to Seattle in 2006, Brittany and I actually worked on a movie. We worked on a 3D animated movie. It never came out. I can't talk about it because it never came out and I signed an NDA. But we had about a year and a half of experience, mostly doing a lot of character modeling, a lot of 3D modeling to make. There were dozens and dozens of characters in this movie. In fact, one of the reasons it never got finished is because they kept adding more characters. I believe by the time we left the project, there were 300 characters.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Yeah.
Speaking of your Spider-Verse.
So it's suffered from a bit of scope creep.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe you need to focus down that number to be a little smaller to make something achievable.
Just a little less than 300. Yeah, that's crazy.
And it was literally a group of us in someone's basement. Just we would meet twice a week to chip away at this thing. And the pile of work got bigger faster than we could finish it. But a ton of really good experience, and we're both animation enthusiasts. And while I never got into that as a career, I have been paying attention. And these Spider-Verse movies are something else. In just the technical achievement alone.
No, they're mind-blowing. And the fact that movie was 2 hours and 30 minutes or something, it didn't feel like it to me. It felt felt great.
It was nonstop.
It was really long, and how they kept that up visually for that long, because it never once stops being stylistic. It never slows down. Like, there are moments of intimate, quiet moments. I don't want to give anything away. There's an amazing, like, just let's sit and look at the city moment.
Yeah,
that's unbelievable. But even during those quiet moments, it's the shit that's popping off in every direction is like, if this isn't okay, I'm gonna make a prediction. All right.
Yeah.
Scott's prediction. No one believed me in 2015 when I said that Fury Road would get a Best Picture nomination. I think this gets Best Picture nomination.
I could see that. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, check in
the movie
year.
Finished. I turned to Brit and I said, that might be one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Yes. I'm right there with you, dude. Top tier, like top three movies of all time for me. I love it so much.
So the first Spider-Verse movie, which we watched Sunday night to prep ourselves to go yesterday to go see it. The first one did a ton of new things too, like, and watching it again reminded me of that. Just so astonishing.
Right.
Also worth noting, if you like these movies, go watch Mitchells vs. the Machines. It's just incredible.
Oh, it's so
absolutely
good.
Incredible.
Wonderful movie. Yeah. Isn't that also that's also Lord and what's his name, isn't it? Or maybe I'm thinking of something else. Anyway, go ahead.
Both technical achievements, amazing animation, but very human stories that are easy to relate to. So one of the things that the first movie did is some of the characters were animated on twos. So if the movie's displayed at 24 frames per second, a common thing to do, especially in stop motion animation, is to animate every other frame, right? So the character is static for two frames and then goes to the next frame.
Mm-hmm.
There's a character, not going to spoil who it is, but you'll know who it is when I start talking about it if you've seen it. There's a character in the new movie whose animation was described as this. The body of the character was on threes.
Mm.
His vest was on threes, but they were delayed by a frame or two.
Mm.
His guitar was on fours, and his outline was on twos, but only when he's moving.
Yeah, I know.
And all I can think is, like, I hope they had fun, because that sounds like a ton of work.
Oh my God, no kidding.
Yeah,
that's
no, that,
crazy. Wow.
That character is one of the highlights of it, and I didn't go in expecting that. I thought it'd be like this one-off, like, you know, a little fan service, like, oh, here's here's one I know or whatever.
Because there's a lot of that.
There's a lot of that, but they didn't waste any of the principal stuff. Like, I don't know. I'll also avoid spoilers by saying the one character who becomes really the scariest force in the movie is so cool.
Yeah.
Is so badass.
Yeah.
That I didn't know. I never knew. See, this is another important thing, though, Bill. Like, the technical achievement around it, all of it, that you just mentioned with that one character, and just how that world seamlessly involved them all somehow, is an achievement on its own. But what really sticks out to me about it is how embedded in the story it all is. Mm-hmm. The story is so good, and it's so relatable and so strong, and that means the acting and the pacing and all that other stuff, that it just makes me so glad that this isn't just a technical showcase. It's like the full package in every way.
It's got heart. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's not just, yeah.
I can't shut up about that thing. It's so good.
Anyway. So one thing that really stood out to me is that there are a lot of scenes that are incredibly complex. Right from the get-go, too. The first fight scene that Miles has with his, the first villain, just insanely complex the way you'd have to pull it off. And when you're paying attention, you realize the only way you can do that is if you storyboard the crap out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, one of the things that draws me into animation, is because if you want to do it really, really well, you have to storyboard it. There, you can't improv. Things have to be planned out ahead of time. And if you're going to pay a team of people to animate that thing, you want to make sure that what you're doing is killer. So I just, all I could see when these complex scenes were happening was just how much work had to go into the pre-production, the work ahead of time and planning ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the reasons why I love this kind of animation, and it's just a staggering accomplishment and a ton of work from a lot of people.
Yeah.
Much appreciated.
It also has this ability to make me think, as much as this is a movie that requires fundamentally a very high level of technology, right, to even pull off. But it somehow also manages to feel very traditional in a lot of its presentation. Like, it's not possible to do what they're doing without the aid of technology, but they are clearly in love with old mediums, and they're in love with the colorization of comics in the 60s and 70s, and how that created like a dot effect on stuff, and painterly effects.
The concept of the multiverse played into it so well, because every universe got its own style, and they were all vastly different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I have some favorites I don't want to spoil, but
oh, absolutely.
I like Gwen's world a lot.
Yeah, Gwen's world is awesome. I was talking to Steven about that yesterday, and I don't know. We were having a hard time pinpointing maybe the issues that the art style was maybe used in, but the art style of her world, and that's all you can really call it, right? You can't just say, oh, they changed the lighting, or they they tweaked the camera angles or something. No, the different worlds, the different dimensions.
It's a whole different style.
Yeah, a whole different feel and look to everything.
Like that's like it was animated by a different person completely than independently from the rest of the film.
It was just a massive, massive undertaking. I can't even imagine. Yeah. So cool.
And just a bonkers amount of color. I just the more older I get, the more I just crave more color. Yeah. And as cool as Diablo 4 looks like, the palette is basically gray, brown, and red.
Yeah. No, it's pretty dark. Even the blood, the blood is that kind of dark blood, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's an aesthetic I appreciate for what it is, but you're not wrong. Yeah. Like, color used in the right way is always fantastic. I feel like I'm bad with color, just for little admission here. For all the years I've been illustrating and drawing, I still to this day feel like I struggle with, like, how do I really pop with color in this particular case, and it takes a ton of work, and it's just hard. It's a hard thing. So to see it so well represented in this movie, and I know my heart of hearts knows that this isn't some computer going, I believe this color palette will be the one to use, beep boop beep. It doesn't work that way. These are people who just know they're the best in the business, and they know what to make it look like. Like, it's, oh my gosh, it's such a massively cool movie.
So if you're, especially if you're a youngster and you want to get into animation, I have one tip for you. Get into Blender. It's free. And it's basically Maya now. I learned Maya. It's a big, complicated beast. And when I was learning it in the early 2000s, there was not a ton of information out there to help. It is such a different ballgame now. You can go get Blender for free. And you can go get tutorials for free on YouTube. It costs, if you have a PC, it costs you nothing to become an animator now. And that's just kind of insane that that happened in my lifetime.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you if you want to get into it, you can do all, you can do pretty much everything they did in Spider-Verse, if you're really crafty, in Blender.
Yeah.
And it won't take you any time at all.
I keep hearing Blender's a little bit of a curve that people, I mean, they love Blender when they love it, but it's a bit of a curve. Would you agree? It's like a...
Sure, but any... Maya is too. 3D Studio Max is as well. They're all these behemoths because you can do everything in them, which can be daunting at first. So look for basic tutorials, and then just bury yourself in it if that's
like your dream. Said, free stuff on YouTube. That's what I've been using for Shaper 3D. It's like, all right, quick tutorial. How do I wrap text around a sphere or around a cylinder? That sort of thing.
Interesting. Let's see. Is Blender still a... How do you do it? Do you pay per month? Is it free? How does it work?
It's totally free.
Totally free.
You just go to the website, download it.
It's free, a red on Aerolite.
Yeah. Well, and it's
the reason I ask. Fair point. I did miss it, but the reason I ask is because I noticed on their website they've got a bronze, silver, gold, titanium level, and they're all like 6, 12, 30, 120. But I guess these are just like badges or something. It's just a support badge. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. Sorry. Totally missed it. Anyway, sorry, Bill, you were saying before I...
I got a fun recommendation, speaking of Blender. So
please,
our friends over at Film Riot just put out a tutorial, and I have a link. Where does it go? Here we go.
A tutorial?
A tutorial, you say?
Yeah.
They recreated Nebula's arm cannon effect from Guardians of the Galaxy.
What?
Oh, in Blender. In a free tutorial on YouTube.
Wow, dude.
And it is incredibly convincing.
Oh, look at that.
Wow. That looks great.
Yeah, yeah. These guys are really banging on all cylinders. Firing on all cylinders?
They better not be banging on all cylinders. that is really cool. Like, immediately, I don't even see... That's a seamless thing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, they just took a plane down. Get these guys on a list. Holy crap. Wow, that's awesome. And then they show how they did it, I assume?
They sure do.
All right. I'm embarrassed how good people are at things that I'm bad at.
Wow, no kidding. Oh, I like... They've done a good job of... chapterizing all this stuff too, so you can jump right to
that's awesome
setting up the scene.
And we just finished a collab with these guys as well, and that'll be out in July, so forward to that.
Nice. Yeah, I always like when you guys do that stuff.
Seems like a match made in heaven, right? They're the filmmakers, we're the prop makers.
Yeah, you need both of you, right?
It's a good relationship.
Cross
and
those streams.
They're just the best people.
That's
they're
right.
Really, really wonderful.
Cross
people.
Your damn streams. I always say, hey, Bill, it's always good having you on. Of course, everybody check out punishprops.com and the YouTube channel, Punish Props. If you're not already there and subbed, then what are you even doing? Bill, have a great week, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye. See you, Bill.
Wow. I'm going to watch this guy do that again. Look at that. That looks so rad.
It reminds me of, did you ever have one of those? We had one of those, like it was a cannon, but it had just a plastic bag with a bungee on the back, and you pulled it back, and it just shot air, but it was such a huge gust of air.
I don't remember that.
We had one of those, and I'm wondering if we still have it, because Tina got really irritated with it, because we would blow papers off her desk, and it would irritate the dog. I wonder if she just got rid of it.
Huh. Does it have a like a name, like a brand or anything?
Like Air Blaster, something like Air Zuka. There we go. Yeah.
I've never seen this before.
Yeah.
I want this.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I would use this.
You could put smoke, like blow some smoke into the thing itself, and then the then do the Air Zuka, and I think you'd get rings.
Wow. Yeah, I think I saw a TikTok guy modified it and was like showing how powerful he could make it by tweaking it or something.
The thing is a beast, and I wonder if we still have ours.
$22, not bad.
Tristan maybe took it with him when he moved out, too. There's a possibility.
I'm taking the Air Zuka, Dad.
Exactly. No, he wouldn't even tell me. He would just take it.
You would just take it, right.
You just take it.
That's what you do. All right, that's cool. I want one. But not really. What would I use it for?
Okay. Yeah, you don't need it. Something you don't need.
I could have some fun with Van, maybe. Blow him around.
There you go.
Take him outside.
Blow the boy around. Yeah.
Blow him into the side of the fence, that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Right. Perfect.
All right. Let's get science its proper stage. So that we know some
Bobby
things.
Threatened that he's going to... If the rancid cheese and vomit smells didn't already kill my appetite, he promised that whatever he's going to talk about is going to really kill the appetite.
Oh, well, fun. Let's do
science!
It.
Bob is hungry, and the soup looks good.
Well, speaking of soup and Bob, let's talk to good old Bob. Oh, it's nice and dark in your studio today, Bob.
I know. Did you not pay your electricity bill?
Not for long, he says. He's going to go.
Did you not pay your electricity, Bob?
Something about calling him Bob really changes it all, doesn't it?
It really does, yes. Oh, there we go.
Does anyone call you Bob or just us?
My mom does.
Your mom does?
Really?
I figured that'd be a Bobby Forever thing with her mom.
She says, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
She's visiting. She's in the other room right
now. Oh, well, that's nice. Nice to have mom around.
Yeah. It helps with flying this week. I've got a lot of lessons this week. I flew solo for the first time yesterday.
Oh my gosh. Was he there with the Wookiee or just him by himself? Oh, you mean you flew by yourself? Yourself. Oh, I see now.
No, I won't let Harrison Ford anywhere near a plane.
Whoa.
No. Not without a good golf course nearby.
That's true. So what does this mean? Just you and the thing and nobody else? Nothing?
Yeah, it was me. So I got there. Whole saga of me going solo has been a long time coming, right? Like it's like been 2 months and there's just been a ton of things that keep getting in the way. Mm-hmm. Some of them... You know, just all mostly unavoidable, just things that keep happening. It's just really bad luck. And then I've been flying the plane myself for a long time. He hasn't touched the controls in a really long time, but just one reason or another, it wasn't time for me to go solo because of weather or just stuff. But anyway, finally it was fine. And he had been sick. That's why a previous lesson had been canceled that I was going to go solo in. Normally what happens is an instructor will usually, on the day you solo, will go up with you, and you usually don't know. Usually they just spring it on you.
Oh.
But what they'll do is they'll take you up, and you'll go into the pattern, do a couple of landings, and then if they're ready, if they think you're good for it, they'll just tell you to land, park, and they'll get out of the plane, and you'll finish the lesson on your own, doing takeoffs and landings all on your own.
Mm.
But this time... I have like almost 50 hours flying, and that's more than some people have when they get their license, right? So I've flown a lot. And so he said when I got there yesterday, he wasn't feeling very well. He'd been sick. So he had a couple of lessons, been up in the plane with some previous people, and his ears were really messing with him and stuff like that. So he said, I really think that you're totally fine. So just go up. I'll watch you do the first couple takeoffs and landings, and then I'm just going home.
Were you worried at all that he would begin the state he was in, that he wasn't, you know, not that he's not all there, but he's telling right. you to go up by yourself in a hampered state, you know? Were you worried about that?
No, I wasn't, because again, like we've both been doing this all along, right? Like, he's been telling me for weeks and several lessons, like, look, man, I would already have gotten you solo, but for this. Like, the last thing that was the issue was they just changed their policy where you were required to have airplane renter's insurance in order to solo, and really I should have had it anyway. So it was kind of my fault, but I hadn't quite gotten it yet. So he was like, I was ready to solo you today, but we can't because you don't have the renter's insurance yet. So like it's been time for me to do it. So. And I wasn't even, the cool thing is I wasn't even nervous because I'd been doing this for so, I've been flying so much. So I got in the plane, I went up, and it just felt like another lesson, just I was by myself. But it felt better. It was an amazing feeling being in the plane by myself and doing takeoffs and landings. I'm so excited to be at this phase of.
That's awesome, training. Dude.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Big congrats. Do you just kind of whistle to yourself? What's it like?
I bet you do talk to yourself, right?
Like, I do.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Got the ailerons. All right. What are we doing over here with the rudder?
Absolutely, okay. Brian. Yeah. Absolutely. That's exactly what I was doing the whole time. I was talking to myself, mm-hmm. talking through it, making sure, because, you know, I am by myself for the first time. So in my head, I'm thinking, okay, how much of my successful flying was, without me or my instructor being aware of it, just unconscious communication between the two of us. We were just automatically doing it, right? So I wanted to make sure that there was none of that, and I wasn't taking anything for granted it being my first time. So I was talking myself through every single step every time. And then when I would do a landing and it wasn't quite right, I would talk myself through, like, okay, what went wrong? What can I change next time? And then I'd go up and do it again. Mm-hmm. And so I was talking the whole time. Yeah. And you're also on the radio through each step of the pattern, communicating with whatever planes might be in the area as well, letting them know where you are and what you're doing. So there's a lot to do and talk about and say.
Well, Phil's next level, man. Nicely done. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah. I'm very excited. I'm very excited.
Before you know it, you'll be, 747s loaded full of people.
Yeah. No way.
Nope. No way. Fair enough. Nope. Well, all right.
If you look out the left side of your cabin,
you'll see that I'm crashing. Ranking. Yeah, we're going to land head first into that building, and we'll see you later.
I'd be happy to take people I know up. Like, I'm excited to do things like that, like friends and family and people that I know, but I do not want to fly an airliner, for sure not.
Does it scare you at all? I mean, it always feels like you hear, like, these Kobe Bryant stories of people going up with their friends and their planes, their private planes and stuff. And it always seems like those are the crashes you hear about. I'm sure a million of those happen without crashes, and that's why they get noticed, is because it's very rare. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Does that give you any kind of pause or make you worry about it, or, you know?
I am not someone who shies away from. I actually do peruse like the Air Safety Institute's accident reports and stuff like that. And also not the Air Safety Institute's accident report. There's the other thing I can't remember off. NTSB, the National.
Oh,
Travel Safety Board.
Yeah. Yeah, the NTSB's accident reports. I'll look at those and stuff like that. I don't shy away from that because to me, those are learning opportunities. Mm-hmm. So in all the stories I've heard, like you're talking about with Kobe Bryant and all the other things that I've read about terrible accidents that have happened, that doesn't make me nervous. That just tells me how important it is to always be on top of it. Every flight, the safety and all the things, checklists and things that you have to go through are just as important every single time. So hopefully that feeling and thought never leaves me. I mean, it makes sense that it's here with me as I'm learning. But I hope to be the type of pilot 10 years from now who still takes all that just as seriously as I do right now.
Well, I hope if I'm ever in your plane that you will also that day do the same thing that day.
Yeah.
Or anytime you're in it. I don't want you to go anywhere either, you know?
Right. We need,
who else are we going to get signs from, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yes.
He's like, hey, Bobby slammed into the side of a mountain. Here's our new science. Yeah, what are we going to do?
Well, I guess we have to start looking for another science person. Damn it, Bobby.
We're gonna need some new science guys.
Yeah, we'll get a flat earther on here and take over and just really ruin things.
That's my motivation. I got to make sure that a flat earther doesn't take my seat.
Yeah, you do whatever you can.
There's the threat right there.
Yep. You don't want to trust me and Brian to that. You gotta help us out. Speaking of helping us out, you probably brought some science today, and you said it's gross. So I'm excited to hear what it is. What do you got?
Yeah. I was looking through a bunch of stuff this morning, trying to find some news, and there are a couple of things that were really depressing, so I didn't want to talk about it.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
So instead, you're welcome. So instead, I thought, you know, we just had our 144th episode on All Around Science, and during that, we had all of our fans, all of our listeners send in all their gross science questions, and one of them... It was actually, I had been thinking about doing this myself, but somebody suggested in the chat when we recorded it live that this would be a great TMS segment, which was to learn about the colors of your poop.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Tell me more.
Okay.
Yeah. So your poop can come in many colors. Are you aware of that? I'm sure you've experienced many of them over your long life.
Sure.
Are we talking like burnt umber and then sepia? And
no,
then,
not just many shades of brown, although brown is the most common color.
Right. The big part of the palette, the big part of the spectrum.
The reason I started talking about this was because we got a question from one of the kids who listen to our show. Actually, you know, Dreadnecks, who listens here, he listens to our show too, and his daughter is a huge fan, arguably our biggest fan. And she sent us the question about, is it possible that your poop can be a different color? Like if you just eat one color of food, can it change?
Sure. Yeah.
So it sent us down this this rabbit hole or toilet hole or whatever you want to call it. So brown, almost always your poop is brown, and it's because of, do either of you know why it's always it's
blood? Always you're basically when blood dries, it turns brown, and a lot of your poop is dead blood cells.
So it is because of blood. Okay. But it's not, that's what people usually think is because of like the drying and clotting, it changes color. But that's actually not the reason. What happens is, the dead blood cells that are in our bloodstream or the red blood cells, they do die. They have a lifespan, right? They're cells. So when they die, your body breaks them down and metabolizes them and takes care of the waste of your dead red blood cells. And it breaks the hemoglobin down into a bunch of different forms, and along that chain, the chain that's called the step, it turns into a thing called steroclobin or something like that.
Okay.
And that byproduct of breaking down your red blood cells just happens to be brown as well. And then it mixes with the bile from your small intestines, which is yellowish and yellowish green. And it creates that color. So the point was that it usually doesn't matter what you eat, your poop is always going to be, almost always going to be the same color.
Right.
And it's because of blood, like you said. Okay. So that's normal. But there's all sorts of other colors, colors that can end up in the toilet.
It's a rainbow of colors. Tell us more.
Maize, I think, is one of those colors. Yeah.
That's what my people call them. Yeah.
So a really common one that people will experience is blue or blue-green or green. Mm-hmm. Green is really common.
Yep.
That's usually because of food coloring. So your body can't digest food coloring very well, if at all. It doesn't get broken down in the acid in your stomach and nothing from it gets absorbed in your intestines or anything. So if you've eaten something with enough food coloring in it, it'll change the color.
My kids used to do this with cotton candy. You get like a big blue cotton candy at the fair, and then bam, mint blue diapers for like a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. We used to, you know, Sonic, I don't know if they still sell this drink, but it's called an ocean water.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like a coconut flavor. It's like Sprite with coconut flavoring, but they add blue food coloring to that.
Yeah.
And every time I would drink one of those, that would, we had a, I told a story on the show. If you want to hear the whole story, you should listen to All Around Science. we had a, in college, we had a competition with those, and it had to do with our poop. So you should, if you want to hear that, you should listen.
Yeah.
I want to hear about selling
your,
that story.
I want to hear about your college poop. If I can get, if yeah, I can find
exactly.
A way.
So listen, that's, this is maybe, this is how we, get listeners.
or
there
lose
are
them.
Other yeah, things you can do. Way.
Yeah.
There are other reasons that your poop might be green. Blue. There are foods. That food doesn't really matter, but it does sometimes. It's specific foods. Blueberries. If you eat enough blueberries, there's an antioxidant in blueberries called anthocyanin that's blue. And okay. So if you've had enough of it and it hasn't been metabolized by the time it gets through, that's the whole thing. If you're poop is a certain color, it's because your body hasn't had time to deal with all of it by the time it comes out. So that's why a lot of this is just you've had a lot of a particular thing, right?
Right, or if you've got sped up modality of some sort.
Yes, so that's another reason that your poop might be green, right? Is that if you are eating vegetables fine, but you have diarrhea, then it's gonna go through you a little too fast, and it won't get broken down.
Yeah, that is how it works. So, that's true. Yeah. So, like, I can tell you, and for those at home going, I can't believe they're talking about this. This is normal human stuff, all right?
Scientific. Everybody poops. They should write a book.
Like a kid's book, right? Yeah, for kids. Yeah, I think they should do that. Yeah. Anyway, back in the 2014s or so, I had some issues, some stuff that came up. That was causing me all kinds of problems. And one of the ways the doctor worked with me was like color charts, consistency charts. You know, and the consistency chart was a big one because it was like, all right, well, if you're making this shape, you're doing okay. If you're doing this over here, boy, how do you got to change something in your diet? You know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's absolutely true. It's funny to say, but I do think it's important to know, like, that's a really good first indicator that something could be going wrong, right? And so knowing what is normal, so knowing what is abnormal is great, but also knowing what is normal can save you a trip to the doctor as well. And changing color is not always a bad thing. What you want to be on the lookout for is if something changes and there's no obvious reason why it might happen, like something you ate. For example, if you have red in your poop and you just ate a bunch of beets the night before, that's totally normal. Mm-hmm. Right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's a frequent one is the pickled beets color change.
Beets that can be startling, but
yes, it can.
Well, and because the other thing is that blood can, of course, cause your poop to be red, and that can be harmless, you know, because sometimes, like, come on, people, sometimes you push a little too hard and you tear things.
Sure, sure. And you got a little hemorrhoid
and that
deal
can cause
going.
A little bit of redness.
Yeah, that can happen. It's what you worry about is when things come out black. That usually means something's bleeding way up in.
There. Yes, that's exactly right.
Black.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be black.
So it's you talked about consistency. Some black is not that bad. If the consistency is completely normal and it just is a different color, there's a chance that what you want to think about is black licorice can do that. It's not common, but it can. If you're really into black licorice and you eat a lot of it. B, iron supplements or some antibiotics can change the color black. But here's the thing. Those you should have been warned about by whoever is giving you the supplements or antibiotics, right? So if it's black and you have no idea why, you probably want to call your doctor because like Scott said, what happens is if you have something bleeding much further up the line, then it will not be bright red. Because if it's bright red, that's happening much closer to the end, the finish line. but if it's happened much further up the line, then it's had time to change color and clot and all that kind of stuff. And it could be, if it's tar-like and black, then you definitely need to call your doctor because that means there's something That could be a sign of something really wrong. Like
yeah, something super wrong, different cancers, ulcers, ulcerated stuff and all that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a bummer because, you know, humans, I think, are just naturally averse to all things that come out of your butt because we're meant to. It's like there's disease there, or there can be, right? Like there's issues like from an evolutionary standpoint, we're kind of all automatically like, I don't want anything to do with coming out of there, right? But right. I think it's good to have healthy conversations about good gut health and what to look for, what to watch for, but not freak out. Like you said, with like the whole red beets thing, don't immediately go, call the doctor, take me to the ER. Yeah, don't do that. Right. Give it a day or so. If it doesn't clear up, then, you know, calmly approach it that way. You know, don't let that kind of stuff freak you out too bad.
I mean, it just depends on how stark the color difference is before a slight color change, give it a day or two. If it's like a bright red, closer to the exit kind of situation, then maybe you do want to.
Yeah, maybe you want to either way, but I don't know.
Right, because bright red means it's closer to the exit, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But if there's just like little spots or streaks, like you said, maybe give it a day. If it doesn't stop, then call somebody. But if it's bright red, but like the entire log is bright red, then it might be close to the exit, but it could be because there's something really wrong going on.
I like the technology or the technical term giant log or the entire log.
That's what they call it.
Yeah. I can tell, you know, we always reveal things about ourselves on here, and I've talked about it on the show before, but the reason I got a colonoscopy early back in, geez, what was it, 2012 or 13, was because I was having some issues with all this and couldn't figure it out. And it became a real education process to learn like what signs to look for and that sort of thing. And I can tell you what helped me a ton was just upping my fiber. Like,
it was a massive
difference. In fact, it's the whole difference. Like, I'm fine now, and it's mostly due to me just eating more fiber. That's really it.
I think it's good to normalize talking about it, like you said, Scott, because if as you go through life, if things change, you know, shame about our poop can lead us to not want to tell anyone about it.
Yeah.
And like I said, that could be a first indication that something really is wrong. There are other ones like liver issues can cause like a pale or creamy color. And yellow can be similar things. Like there's all sorts of your poop and your pee are the waste areas. That's where all the byproducts of all the other processes in your body that are important to keep your life going and your body functioning, all those byproducts leave your body in these ways. So yes, it's gross, but if we, you know, like you need to be able to, if something's looking off, you need to be able to say to somebody, something was not quite right the last time I went to the bathroom. And they can be the level-headed person who says, maybe you should call the doctor, or, you know, like, but if we don't ever talk about it.
No, then we're just like 1800s farmers are like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm just going to till the fourth, the 40 acres I got or whatever.
The back 40. Yeah.
Yeah. And meanwhile, he's filling his trousers with blood. It's like, come on, man, get in there. But people are stubborn, right? My dad was like this. He was like, I don't need a doctor.
We totally tend to just say, let's ignore this. It's fine. It's fine. I don't need to see the doctor. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, know the signs and you're good. Yeah. There's a lot of charts for this, right? Like stuff you can find online. Color
charts.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Charts. There's a whole like your pee is the other one. It can be all the colors of the rainbow. for various different reasons. But there's your public service announcement for the day is your poop is normal, unless it's abnormal, which you should you should be okay with talking about it.
Yeah, you should be. It's okay to talk about. I mean, we're not, you know, it's not the most, I don't know. People are just weird. We're weird about this kind of stuff. And it's okay that we are. But here on TMS, you know, anything goes. You want to talk about poop health? We're here for you. All right. You want to fly a solo plane with Bobby? He's got you covered.
He's got you.
You want to 3D print something weird? Brian's got you covered there as well.
Right here.
All right.
Yep.
Well, this is great. Bobby, I'm glad you brought it to our attention. And if anyone in there, everyone today, just take a little extra glance at the old leavings, you know? Just make sure things are looking good. And then move on with your day. All right?
Perfect.
Yes. I love the euphemisms for
the leavings. You
know, leavings. Yes. They're human leavings. All right. Bobby, tell people where that show is, and also congrats on your many episodes. That's a nice little...
Yeah, 144 episodes of All Around Science. That's the name of our science podcast, All Around Science. You might wonder, why 144 episodes, Bobby? And it's because we don't celebrate normal, like, 100 episodes or 200 episodes. They're just arbitrary round numbers. So if they're going to be arbitrary, they might as well be geeky and mathy. So we celebrate all the episodes that are numbers on the Fibonacci sequence.
Oh.
And nice. So 144 is one of those numbers. And it happened to also be, you know, that number is called a gross, like a gross of eggs.
Yeah.
Is 144 eggs. So we thought, what better way to have a themed episode? So that's the episode part one, because we got so many questions, gross questions, that we had to split up into two episodes. So part one of our gross episode came out just yesterday. All sorts of really fun conversations we had answering questions from listeners. So
nice.
Check it out. All Around Science.
Very nice.
Very cool.
Brian, we should do for your anniversary, we should do the Fibonacci thing. So whenever Brian has a year that he's been married for 32 years or whatever, what's the Fibonacci number? Or no, how do you celebrate that? Because earlier you were talking about, well, I don't know what you do for 31. Maybe maybe we can do some kind of weird science thing and you buy Tina a flask. I don't know. I don't know what you do.
And the great thing about it is eventually the numbers expand so quickly towards the end that you don't even have to do it anymore.
See?
Right.
Because you'll be dead.
That's right.
You'll be dead.
I'll work binary. I'll start with binary and we'll work there from there.
All right. Let's go from there. Bobby, thanks for hanging out with us. We'll see you next Tuesday. Have a great week and may all your solo flights be fruitful. We'll see you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. All right. The big test. Will this work? I think it worked.
I'm still here.
Yep. I think I just have to kill them first.
It's not me and Bobby trapped in an alternate dimension of chat.
I think as long as I get rid of them first, we're safe. I think that's the deal.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was awesome. Thank you both, both our guests for being here today. And I'm glad that we had a fun Tuesday. But now we have to leave. All right.
Aww.
I know. Aww. I know. It's hard.
Parting is such sweet sorrow.
It truly is. But there's good news for everyone. And that is that patreon.com/TMS is still there for you to get cool benefits and rewards for supporting this here show. Go to patreon.com/TMS to learn more today. Later today, I'll be playing Resident Evil 4 with John today at 3 p.m.
Okay.
And that's the only other... Oh, and then there'll be a Core Daily today. But other than that, I have no other shows. Brian, do you have anything coming out today or going on today?
I don't. No, today I've got to go up to Longmont, an hour and a half north, to visit a client, which is just so fun.
Oh, that'll be a great time. Be a great time. Well, let us know how that goes. Hopefully tomorrow there's a story to tell. Speaking of which, we do the Wednesday thing also, so be here tomorrow. We got recommendals and other fun stuff.
Recommendals, feud. Oh my gosh, so much stuff.
Yep, just piled high. So come help us eat that and make normal colored poop out of it. Here we go. We're going to get out of here. Hey, why don't we play a song to leave like we've never done it before? Like it's a brand new idea for the show.
I think it's a great idea. Helen wrote in, she goes by the name How I Met Helen in chat. Uncle Scott and Mr. Brian, as we call you with our kiddos.
Cute.
May 25th, a couple weeks ago or last week, marks 11 years of marriage to my generous and kind and geeky husband, Steve. He goes by Dubious Rascal. Our first dance was to Owl City's If My Heart Was a House from their Ocean Eyes Deluxe album. I beseech the cover master for a related song, either a version of the song or a cover from the band. She then says, Steve, I love you and I like you. And is it too early to get a fish sandwich, Helen in St. Louis?
No, it is never too early to get a fish sandwich. And so I will get you one right now.
I can definitely.
Oh, wrong one.
Hey, it's too early to get a fish sandwich.
Or alternatively.
Hey, is it too early to get a fish sandwich?
Yeah.
I think we need a honk ah on this one too.
Oh, I could do a honk ah, but all I have is this guy's. Oh, where'd it go? Oh, I lost honk ah.
Oh no.
Oh no, it's right here.
Honk ah.
There it is. There you go.
That's the best. I love that, by the way. All right. Owl City. Of course we know them for a song they released called Fireflies. That was their big Their big hit, but dude has also done some covers. I'm trying to remember what the guy's actual name is, the guy who is the one man behind Owl City. Anyway, in 2014, he contributed a song to a Paul McCartney tribute album called The Art of McCartney.
Oh.
This is a cover of a Paul McCartney Wings song, a really good one. One that I take slight issue with the grammar, but I'll let it go because it's Sir Paul. Here is from Owl City. Listen to what the man said.
If you like what you just heard, there's a very good chance you will like all the shows on the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Less than $2 everywhere.
That's cheap.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.